Barry Sponds. 9 points in the night, and they're all from threes. 6-point game, 33-27. Cuthrell to Dickinson, right corner. To the left wing to Hardwick on the little bit of an alley-oop to Dickinson from Hardwick. It's in for two over Ballard. Dickinson with 4 points. 4-point game. Kramer for three on the right wing. He's heating up. His second three in the second half. Now with 12 points. 36-29.
I know Coach Fernald is really tempted to call timeout. You do not want Kramer to get heated up here.
Kramer with four threes. 12 points in the night. 7-point lead for USA. 36-29 as Dickinson has it below the zone. Perry to Cuthrell. Skip pass to the left elbow to Erla. And it's actually stripped away by Kramer, the man doing it all right now. Cass City's sixth turnover of the night. First of the second half as we have an errant pass picked off by Hardwick. And that's the third turnover for USA in the second half. 9 in the night. Dickinson drives right into the lane for the layup and incident for two. No contact. Clean. 36-31, 5-point game again. Sines goes in for a layup, and he went off of his knee out of bounds. Cass City is fired up. Student section on their feet. And Cass City with the ball, trailing by five with 5 minutes left in the third quarter.
Coach Gainforth wanted a foul on that last play.
None was called. Cuthrell, left wing, down to the corner to Hardwick against Ewald. Cuthrell back to Hardwick, feeds it into Dickinson inside the block. Goes up for the shot, and this one's blocked by Ballard. Now Kramer has it, he's pushing it. Kramer inside to the block, kicks it back out to Ewald. Ballard top of the key, dribbles once, into the hands into Simpler. Signs for three in the corner, no. Rebound still loose, and picked up by Jacob Perry. He's pushing it. Signs all over him, and he strips him. But Sines is called with the foul on the arm, and Cass City will have the ball. First team foul against USA in the second half. Aaron Sines' first foul of the game. Erlo will be inbounding this one for Cass City. Left to right across the radio. Out there for Cass City right now, we have Cuthrell, Erla, Dickinson, Perry, and Hardwick. Hardwick with it in the corner, feeds it into Dickinson at the left block, tries to turn nothing there. And now he goes back to work. Double team coming. Kicks it back out to Perry, top of the key. 4:15 left in the third. And Perry's pass, tried to go for the bounce pass when a chest pass would have worked, goes right out of bounds. USA ball.
The 2-3 zone is bothering Cass City right now a bit.
That's their second turnover of the half. Hayden Ewald sits down for USA. Brandon Harper is in for USA. Out there for the Patriots. DeSimpler, Sines, Harper, Ballard, and Kramer.
Don't be surprised if Ballard doesn't pop out for a tray.
Kramer for three, yes. Rattles it in from the corner. His fifth of the night. Kramer with three threes alone in this quarter. We have a timeout called by Fernald. As now it's an 8-point game, 30-second timeout. We'll stick with you here. 39-31. Cass City trails by eight. It was cut down to three at one point. But then Zach Kramer decides to pop in three threes in this quarter. 5 on the night for 15 points.
It's fun watching the two chess masters go at this. This is really something because each coach is bringing something out of each timeout, out of each play call. It's really something.
Ryan Brown, what do you think Aaron Fernald is setting up here for Cass City?
Well, judging from by the team's reaction, the coach's reaction, they know they need to get out on the shooters, especially Kramer. The dude's on fire right now. There's no doubt about it. They were playing well offensively, but then getting lax defensively. So what coach is going to tell his kids is we got to start picking up and getting hands on the shooters. Otherwise, we're going to be in a bigger hole than what we started.
39-31, USA with the lead. 8 points, Cass City with the ball after a 30-second timeout. Cass City with a 30 and a full left. USA with plenty of timeouts left. And we actually have a pass over to Hardwick in the corner, and he can't hang on to it. USA ball. That is the third turnover of this half for Cass City. 8 on the night. At halftime, Harbor Beach leads ugly 37-23. Ballard back out to Sines, left wing. 3:35 left in the third. 39-31, USA on top. DeSimpler slowing things down now, being guarded by a distance. Now to Harper, left wing, to Sines, into the corner to Kramer for three. No, this one's off the mark. And Jacob Perry brings it in into the hands of Cuthrell. Hartwick, left wing, dribbling against the Simpler, now back into Cuthrell. Jacob Perry, right wing, down to the baseline. Dickinson with the jump shot, no good. Rebound, Brandon Harper into the high hands of Sines. Zach Kramer with it, left wing. Picks up his dribble, down to Sines, takes the three, top of the key. This one's good. It's raining three suddenly for USA. Aaron Sines with 16 of the night. And the lead is back to 11, 42-31 USA. Hartwick, left wing, being guarded by DeSimpler. USA still in that zone defense, giving havoc to Cass City. Erla, right wing, down to Dickinson underneath the zone. Dribbles to the lane, puts up the shot, and he is fouled. And he's going to line for two shots. They're going to say the foul is against Brendan Ballard. He can't believe it. That's his second of the night. And USA second of the half. Dickinson at the line shooting two. Dickinson missed two free throws early in the second quarter. This one just as ugly as the first two.
It's the Achilles heel. I mean, he's shooting 48% for the season.
Tonight he's shooting 0-for-3.
Just bounce, bounce, swish.
And that free throw is good from Dickinson. Now a 10-point game, 42-32, as Tristan Kuntz comes in, replaces Dickinson. So out there for USA, right to left across your radio, 90 feet from the road to hoop. Brandon Harper, DeSimpler, Zach Kramer, Aaron Sines, and Brendan Ballard.
It's got a 1-2-2 zone press. It's back at a half court now.
And USA breaks it with ease. DeSimpler, top of the key, being guarded by 20 feet with 2:12 left in the third. Sines feeds this into Ballard, and it's actually stripped away. And we have a held ball, and this should be possession arrow, Cass City.
Cass City's playing a diamond and one, and you know who the one is on. And it has bothered Brendan Ballard quite a lot.
We'll count that as the 11th turnover for USA in the night, 5 in the second half. Erla, top of the key, back up to Perry. At the free throw line to Cuthrell, cuts it inside to Kuntz, and Ballard blocks the shot into the hands of Sines. 10-point game to Simpler. Over to Sines, then to Kramer for three in the right corner. Yes! Zach Kramer, when he heats up, sticking a fork in him because he's done.
He's amazing.
45-32. Sines now with a layup and the steal. He missed the layup, and Kramer can't finish it off. And Sines now has it on the right wing. And we have a long two from Kramer.
Brendan Ballard took a nice pass, went ahead and just lopped it up there, and it fell right through. Right now, 47-32 with a minute to go. Yep.
Erla over to Hartwick for three. This one's no good. Rebound, Hartwick, and a long rebound, puts it up. He is fouled by Ballard. The shot is good, and one coming up. I apologize, in my last possession, Ballard had the shot, his first 2 points of the night. As going to the line, Colin Hartwick trying to finish off the old three-point play here. It's 47-34. USA leading by 32. Brendan Ballard sits down with three fouls. Another substitution for USA, number 31, Hayden Ewald chums in. For DeSimpler, number three. Free throw is good from Hartwick and brings it back within 12.
Hartwick is one of those guys you don't want to foul. 82% for the season.
As it's stolen by Jacob Perry, he has numbers, goes down for the layup, and it's good. Jacob Perry now with 4 points and a 12th turnover for USA.
10-point deficit again for Cass City.
At the top of the key, Kramer over to Ewald. Back to a 10-point game, 20 seconds left in the third quarter. Ewald dribbling against Perry, now taking his time. Screen set by Harper, feeds it over to Sines, goes down to the baseline, And we have a foul on the floor before the basket.